On episode 17 of The Fetish Show, we talk about Quentin Tarantino's foot fetish encounter and Mel Gibson's hot new fetish model girlfriend. By popular request, Princess Zoe's Storytime is back, and we have an exclusive interview with the director, editor, and performer of Severe Society Films, Mistress Severe, and that's coming up next.
The Fetish Show brings you the latest in alternative photography, modeling, art, and fetish lifestyle. Your host is renowned fetish photographer and BDSM mentor, Dirk Hooper. He is joined by professional dominatrix, Princess Zoe. And now, here's Dirk.
Hey, welcome to The Fetish Show. My name is Dirk Hooper, and I am joined, as always, by the locked and loaded Princess Zoe. How you doing, Zoe?
I guess I'm locked and loaded.
Of course you are.
Wow, cool.
It's hot. Yes. It's really, really fucking hot.
I was going to say it's fucking hot. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Well, that's because basically it's fucking hot.
No, it's beyond fucking hot. It's motherfucking
hot.
It's
ridiculous. I mean, how many days are we going to break records around here?
I don't know. Melting.
I've had enough. It's hot in a bad way.
Yes, melting. We're melting. So what else is going on there besides it's fucking hot?
Well, let me tell you what's going on.
Tell me.
We have a YouTube account, or I have a YouTube account where I posted a video of you.
Yes, you do.
And since we've posted it, which was just maybe 2 or 3 months ago, we have 23,000 hits on that thing.
No, views, which is different.
Right, views.
Yes.
Yeah, people are actually watching it.
My introduction video.
Right.
Yes. 23,000 people have viewed my introduction video. That is really fucking cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, the power of YouTube, right?
If we'd have known that, we might have done a little better.
Well, I mean, basically what we did is we put together some questions that you answered for the deal and put it to some music. And
there you go.
It's called the Princess Zoe Introduction.
So we're going to do another video.
Yeah.
Another one.
What I'm going to do is we have a couple of ideas of things we want to do. We definitely want to get some video up on for the Fetish Show. Actually, we're going to start maybe doing some segments or something where you do some interviews with people, or who knows what. But also, we're going to be doing just some strictly Princess Zoe videos. If you have some ideas on maybe what you would like to see Princess Zoe do, and mind you, this is YouTube, so there's only so much we can get away with. There's nothing that's raunchy or nudity or anything like that we can put up there.
What the hell?
Well, it's YouTube. It's for families, I guess.
Okay, so we need suggestions on YouTube type videos with Princess Zoe doing something. And of course we always will take suggestions on other type video that you'd like to see Princess Zoe do.
Right.
If you want to see YouTube.
If you want to see more adult oriented stuff, we'll take suggestions for that too. But you're not gonna see that on YouTube. They'd yank that right off of
that.
Right. Anyway, if you're interested in that, email me directly, Dirk, D-I-R-K, @thefetishshow.com. Next thing is, we still have our contest running. It's July now. It's running until August 1st. It's the Pick a Tagline for the Fetish Show contest. And if you're interested in that, please go to our website, thefetishshow.com. I just put a post up on that particular subject.
We're getting lots of entries on that.
We get tons of entries on that.
Yeah.
We got tons before I even officially announced the contest.
That's so cool.
It's been all over the place. It's on our FetLife group. The people are sending it directly to me through my own personal email and through Twitter and all kinds of stuff. It's crazy.
Well, soon we will have a new tagline.
We'll have a tagline. We will have, and one of our lucky fans will help us with that, which is cool.
Very.
All right. I also want to announce that there is an interview that was done by Miss Mia Moore of me. I didn't mention this last time because it's I let this slip. I need a personal assistant, by the way.
You do? I need a fucking personal assistant.
Or a slave. How about a slave? I'll take one of those. If you're interested in that, it's Dirk @thefetishshow.com.
Just put slave in the...
Yeah, I ain't paying anything because I have no money. But, hey, there might be some fringe benefits there.
Well,
if you're cute.
Like what kind of?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Okay. Well, I'd like to know in advance what kind of benefit there might be to that.
I'm just saying.
All right.
Benefits.
Fringe.
Definitely fringe benefits. That never has fringe benefits meant as much as it does in this case.
All right.
So, in any case, the interview was called Boys Club Special Edition, Talking with Dirk Hooper by Miss Mia Moore, and it's available on paperdollpinups.com. You can search for it on there, or you can go to our site, thefetishshow.com, and look for this episode, which is episode 17, and I'll have a direct link to that. And by the way, Mia Moore is awesome, and I just want to do a shout out to her. She has been great on Twitter. She retweets all my stuff. She gave me a great interview, and she's a great writer in general.
She is a good writer.
Yeah.
I read the interview. She's an excellent writer.
She's also a makeup artist, so I may actually rope her into some work.
Yes, I'd like to rope her into some work.
How about that? That's the way we roll.
Tag team her there.
Yeah, so to speak. Finally, here in our introduction area, what I want to do is tell everyone that we're looking for to do some reviews. And in particular, we want to do reviews of websites and products. So if you have a product you want us to review, just send it to us. You send it to me directly. Dirk Hooper, DirkHooper. This is a physical product that you want us to review. Dirk Hooper, care of The Fetish Show, to P.O. Box 6027, Moore, Oklahoma, 73153. Right? That's a product. If you have a website that you want us to review, obviously it has to be related to something that we do. It either has to be fetish modeling or BDSM or burlesque or something that might be of interest to us. Send us your website. If it's a pay site, then you got to send us a password so we can get in there and take a look at it. We're not just going to take the tour. You got to show us the goodies.
I'm going to get the intro in there.
So, send it to us, your websites. And finally, we're looking for maybe someone who would be willing to do a book review for us. If you read a lot, if you read like erotic fiction and you want to get on a radio program, you got some personality, we can listen to your review and then ask you some questions about it. You can live anywhere in the United States. We're looking for someone to do book reviews. You have to be doing them fairly frequently.
And
we're not looking for book reviews of like home and garden stuff. We're looking for BDSM, erotica, or how-to books or something like that.
And if you have books, if you're an author and you're writing something has to do with fetish or BDSM lifestyle, then you would like us to look into reviewing that, let us know as well.
Right. I mean, again, you could send that to my P.O. Box. That's P.O. Box 6027, Moore, Oklahoma, 73153.
Well, all right.
Okay. Up next is the Fetish Show News. I'm Dirk Hooper, and you're listening to your number one source for fetish news, events, reviews, and interviews. This is The Fetish Show. We open today's Fetish Show News with Quentin Tarantino's toe-sucking sex email.
I can't wait to hear about this.
From the Defamer in Australia, a young woman who works in show business emailed 15 friends last week with a tale about meeting director Quentin Tarantino at a party. She made out with him, took sexy pictures in a phone booth, and watched him whip out his, quote, short, fat, nub-like penis. She then had foot fetish quasi-sex with him, she claims. The email, which included an attached photo of her photo booth pics, went viral and has been forwarded to the Defamer multiple times. But is it true? Erotic fiction? Some kind of strange viral campaign? Quentin Tarantino's representative did not respond. Now we have a little redacted portion of her email, which I've been trying to get Princess Zoe to read, but she didn't want to. So I am going to read this email in this woman's own words.
Go right ahead. I don't want Quentin Tarantino on my ass.
I understand. quote, we made out some more. There's a little below the belt action that I try to avoid, as QT has the most unattractive penis I have ever seen. Short, fat, nub-like, the chode of all chodes. just as I'm about to hyperventilate over the fact that he may try to pull that horrific body implement anywhere near my Britney, he leans over and goes, "Hey," Quentin Tarantino asks, "Can I suck on your toes while I jerk off?" "What the fuck," she says. Many of you may have seen this coming, as his foot fetish is well documented, but for some of us who spend more time watching Kate Hudson than we do Quentin Tarantino, this was a huge shock, still in her words. After some negotiations about how I would not partake in any of the hand job action were nailed down, I begrudgingly acquiesced. And thus began the weirdest 10 minutes of my life, having my feet made out with by an Oscar-winning filmmaker while he pleasured himself. Truth be told, it wasn't so bad. I didn't have to do anything, a nice bonus since I am undoubtedly the laziest person in bed, which some of you can attest to. No bodily secretions were ejected anywhere near me or my feet, and just as hoped, we went to bed right after.
There you go. There you have it. Yeah, it would have sounded better if I would have read that.
Of course. Of course it would have.
Sounded kind of gay. Chodes, huh? Chodes?
You're not familiar with that term, chode?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm so not.
I mean, look, this plays right into like every, if you're familiar with Quentin Tarantino films, then he is all over the foot fetish stuff. It's, I mean, he does this, it in,
this
you know,
doesn't
half
sound
of his films.
So weird.
This sounds like a like Friday night to you,
this
really.
This is a day in the life.
Right, right. Maybe Quentin Tarantino should call you up.
He should, since I didn't read that, you did.
Maybe he should visit theprincesszoe.com.
He should.
And sign up.
He
come
should.
See you.
Yes, definitely. He can make out with my toes.
There you go. Our next story is Lady Gaga in bondage, naturally. There's some interesting photo leftovers from a shoot that Japanese artist Araki and Lady Gaga did for Vogue Nippon in 2009 that are circulating around the internet. The Polaroids, which are more interesting than the images that that were featured in the actual editorial, show the famous bondage techniques Kimbaku, the art of Japanese rope tying, that are featured in many of Araki's photos. We're going to put a link to this story and some of the photos up on the fetish show. Mm-hmm. We might actually post one or two. They're actually Polaroid pictures.
Amazing.
When's the last time you've seen a Polaroid picture?
I don't recall.
Like about 20 years ago, something
yes,
like that.
I think so.
He took these Polaroids, so they're, you know, they're basically processed right there in the camera, and then he signed it, Araki.
Cool.
And stuff. They're pretty interesting.
I think they still have Polaroids around. I think you could still...
They do. It's not easy to find that stuff. Right. But he is... anyway, let me tell you a little bit about Araki. He's a Japanese photographer and contemporary artist. Having published over 350 books by 2005 and still more every year, Araki is considered one of the most prolific artists alive or dead in Japan and around the world. Many of his photographs are erotic. Some have been called pornographic. Among his photography books are Sentimental Journey from 1971, Tokyo Lucky Hole, which is 1985, and a book called Shino.
Hmm. All right.
I will say that his Kimbaku is not as good as what I've seen. His photography is interesting, but he's a better photographer than he is a bondage artist.
That's okay.
In my personal opinion.
Yes.
And since I've worked with some really, really awesome...
Yes, you have.
Kimbaku practitioners... then I'm a little picky on that.
I guess you can be.
Okay, up next. Mel Gibson is dating a fetish model from Greece. Mel is apparently dating Stella Muzzi. Who is this woman? Below, some things to know about Stella. Number one, Stella works as a fetish model, and most of the photos that exist of her show her in latex and spikes. Before being linked to Mel, Stella's big claim to fame was getting touchy-feely with fellow model Goddess Sativa at the LA Fetish Film Awards. We need to go to that.
Yes, we should put that on our roster.
Wow, no kidding. Number two, Mel likes his women foreign. While Oksana was from Russia, Stella hails from Greece. She is here in the U.S. on a visitor's visa, meaning she and Mel would have to get married if she wants to stay. Number three, Stella is less than half of Mel's age. He is 55 while she is 25.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I agree. Number four, according to Stella's Facebook page, she studied photography in college and even got an exhibition after graduating. She wrote in her info section, quote, "In order to study, I worked as a dancer performer for several nightclubs in Athens in past years. I like fashion and the way I dress myself, the style of my dancing, even my arts are influenced by the music I listen to," unquote. And finally, number five, Stella has been spotted with Mel several times over the course of the past month, first leaving dinner with him, then at his side at Sky Bar in Los Angeles, and finally at his house for a barbecue last weekend.
Wow. I heard about some of them bars in Athens. They actually like have sex clubs where they actually have sex on stage.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Sex on stage.
Sex on stage.
I like that.
We'll check that out next time we go to Greece.
And let's just say that Mel has this has maybe a few issues with women, and so when things go awry between him and Stella Muzzi, I'm available. So if she'd like to get in touch with me, that's dirk@thefetishshow.com.
And when they do, Mel, I am available. I have no problem with you.
Wow. See how we can make both people happy.
I think he's pretty hot myself.
All right. Upcoming events. Fetish model Jean Bardot magazine signing is in New York City. Von Gutenberg magazine put out an issue with Jean Bardot on the front cover, and they're going to be having a magazine signing at Purple Passion /DV8. That's DV, the number 8. 211 West 20th, New York City, on Tuesday, July 5th from 5 to 7 p.m. Von Gutenberg magazine is the premier fashion, fantasy, lifestyle magazine published quarterly and sold all over the world. If you're interested in that, go to vongutenbergblog.com.
And you can also see your episode there. You're in one of his earlier...
That's right. I was in issue number 2.
Yes, you were.
Of Von Gutenberg magazine, and so were you.
My ass is in that one, actually.
I make asses famous.
Page 74.
That's right. Next up is Naughty in New Orleans. It's actually called Nolans, right?
Yes.
July 5th through the 10th in New Orleans. If you are interested in this, please go to neworleansinnovember.com. There will be swingers at our convention, they say. There will also be nudists, Republicans, conservatives, churchgoers, fetish and BDSMers, polyamorists, voyeurs, exhibitionists, and much more. We are more than just a swingers convention. We market to any couples that are open-minded, not offended by sexual expression, and like to have fun.
What a conglomerate.
Pretty cool, right?
Yes.
That's Naughty in Nolans.
Yes.
And finally, Thunder in the Mountains from July 13th to the 15th. If you're interested in this, please go to www.thunderinthemountains.com. It's going to be at the Crown Plaza Denver International Airport in Denver, Colorado. There's going to be plenty of presenters, vendors, and such. The presenters are first class. So you should. That's it for upcoming events. And up next, we've got our interview with the one and only Mistress Severe.
The Fetish Show feature presentation.
Our guest today comes to fetish filmmaking from a background in rock journalism, including Rolling Stone, The Hollywood Reporter, and LA Weekly. She's done indie film and nonfiction writing. She directs and heads post-production department of Severe Society Films as primary editor. She has also edited and authored DVDs for Passive Art Studios, including several titles that were nominated for AVN Awards. She is a lifestyle and DVD dom, Mistress D. Severe. Welcome to the Fetish Show.
Welcome.
Thank you. It's really fun to do this with you guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Go ahead,
Zoe.
Wow,
you certainly have a resume here and such a pretty girl.
Well, wow. Thank you. It's been fun.
Wow. Well, please, let's talk about you, all about you.
Sure.
How did you go from rock journalism to fetish filmmaking?
Well, I really had a good time like writing about rock and roll, but I kind of got burned out on it. I sort of got to the point where I didn't want to go out 6 nights a week. And when I moved out to And I moved out to LA. I was doing kind of more business and technical writing, and I got into the fetish scene, and I got into mainstream screenwriting, and I joined a, in the meantime, I met my beloved husband sub slash business partner, and we were both part of a short film collective, and we were like a mainstream short film collective, and so we were making shorts for festivals, and we're like writing scripts and kind of getting frustrated with the whole mainstream film business, which is really kind of insane, and it's just you end up with, you know, projects that continually kind of like fall apart, and they get rewritten so much that it's, you know, it's nothing like you wanted to do to begin with. And
right.
So it was kind of like at one point I started working part-time as a pro dom, and we started, it was kind of like the at that time that was Passive Art Studios, and the owner at the time was interested in making videos, so I was like, well, we can make videos. And you know, so we did a couple. It was like, hey, this is really fun. We can control our own projects. You know, we're doing stuff about fetish, which we love, and we're cool. Into, genuinely into as a couple. You know, so and plus, you know, we control the projects. We get to shoot all the time, and that's really the fun part. The fun part is to, you know, go out there and make movies. It's not to sit in like endless meetings and rewrite the same 46 times. So it was really a blast. So we did that for about a year and a half, and kind of learned how to really do it, and kind of learned about the business on somebody else's nickel, and then we went out on our own.
So out of a little bit of tiredness from the rock journalism industry and a little bit of frustration from the film industry, you kind of just fell into it, and you, what a good fit for you. And your husband, that's really cool. So you guys like an on-the-job paid training, I guess.
Exactly.
You're producing DVDs, but you also offer online clips.
Yes.
I'm curious, in this day and age, which one is selling better for you, and has it changed over the years?
It's about half and half. I mean, we've only been doing this since, like, the winter of 2007, so it hasn't been, like, you know, it's probably changed for the people who started doing it in, like, the early, like, late 90s, early 2000s. There's definitely been more of a more of an emphasis towards the internet. But for us, DVDs still sell pretty darn well. You know, I think a lot of people still don't want to have material on their computer.
They're still in the bookstores. You know, you see them on the bookshelves, yeah.
I think a lot of people also, you know, particularly like if they're watching, you know, with their beloved, they want to watch it on a big screen. They don't want to watch it on their computer. So it's, you know, it's nice to have DVDs. Plus with DVDs, you can do other fun things. You can do like outtakes and blooper reel. You can do, you know, you can do interviews with people. You can kind of do all these little extra feature things.
Special effects, maybe. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
So, and plus one of the things that we find is kind of with all the tube sites and all that stuff, you know, porn just isn't as profitable as it used to be. And the only way to kind of make money at it is your content has to do double duty. Like everything we do, either it starts out as a full-length DVD, and then it gets distributed as a DVD, and then it gets chopped up into clips, and those clips get on our mobile site, and then those clips go to one of our clips for sale sites, and the DVD also goes to Hot Movies and ABN. Or conversely, we make clips, and they go on to the mobile site and the clips for sale stores, and then eventually we have a bunch of clips that are, you know, say Tickle Torture or whatever, that kind of fit together. And when we have more than an hour of them, they kind of become compilation DVDs, and then they kind of go through that same path. But basically all the content has to kind of make that full circle. Otherwise, you really don't make any money at it at all.
Wow, can you say all that again? No, I'm just kidding. Tell us about your mobile site. Tell us more about that. That's interesting.
Well, that seems to be, our mobile site is http://m.severesocietyfilms.com. Mobile is considered by a lot of people to kind of be the thing of the future. It's basically you're able to stream video on your smartphone or your tablet, and that's it's kind of impervious to piracy at this point. Mm-hmm. And also, a lot of people really like that. A lot of people who are traveling, you know, and kind of want to take their porn with them, and you know,
people, porn.
Exactly. You know, it's like, what are you going to do with your, you know, when you're on the train for an hour and a half to your job or whatever? So, you know, this is the, you know, this is the coming thing. So we're partnered with Spankmo, which is a company out of Barcelona, Spain, actually, that has a whole lot of mobile sites. So we're part of their network.
Wow, busy girl.
Yes. This is what we do full time.
So what kind of videos do you do?
I think we probably have an edge towards femdom, but we do a pretty wide variety of material.
And you've been nominated by AVN.
We have been nominated. Cool. Our stuff has been, last year we were nominated for 4 awards, and the year before we were nominated for 1, and then previously I edited a movie that was nominated under Passive Arts. So,
wow.
Yeah, so, you know, fingers crossed for this year.
I'll keep them crossed for you too.
We're hoping to be out there during that.
Hoping, praying, wanting to be.
Are you guys going to other things? You should go to FetishCon. It's in Tampa. It's really fun.
When is that? We talked about it.
We need funds.
It's one of the cool things about it is it's at the end of July in Tampa, and because the weather is really crappy, it's kind of not good. It's very, very hot and humid. It's not good tourist season, so the hotel is actually really grateful to have you. So basically, they're very lax about, you can see people just really out there, fetish outfits, just running around all over the hotel.
Yeah, I'd like that.
There's a dungeon play space in the hotel. They keep the pool open till 4 a.m. so you can, like, hang out by the hot tub in the pool. So it's pretty much, you know, you don't need a car or anything. You just need to get to Tampa, you know, get to the hotel, or you can just be in the hotel and just, you know,
stay there.
You know, there's,
well,
you know,
I don't know if we can make it this year, but I think we might can make it next year. And what are you guys going to be doing down there exactly?
Well, we're actually, that's kind of our vacation. Oh. We thought of doing a booth, but then we decided that, you know, no, we're just going to go. And we just go to the parties and, you know, we go to the seminars and stuff. They usually have pretty good legal seminars about, you know, 2257 laws and that kind of thing, which are always helpful.
Oh,
so
that's cool.
That is cool.
You know, so we do a little bit of that. We go and kind of network with people. And
you got to take a little bit of break, too. You know, I'm sure you work all the time.
Yes. So it's fun. It's kind of like our fun, you know, like AVN last year, we had a booth. So that was, you know, it's like, it's awesome to do that because it puts you in touch with a lot of your fans. And, you know, we're trying to kind of do more kinky sex stuff that kind of appeals to, you know, kind of a wider audience. So right. It was really great for that, but it's also really a lot of work. Like,
yes.
I don't know if you've done a booth at a convention, but, you know, if you've done one, it's really tiring.
Well,
the work at the end of it, it's just exhausting.
Well, we might find that out here in January. I hope, anyway. It is exhausting. I just know from the smaller events that we've gone to, these people work their asses off, and so do we. It's a lot to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially if you're taking product with you.
Yes.
I notice you work with a number of high-profile DOMs, including Goddess Soma and Simone Cross.
We do. We like to. Well, it's really nice to have really skilled DOM talent in your films that are really awesome. So, you know, so yeah, we're, you know, that's a really cool thing because we are somewhat femdom oriented, you know, so it's, you know, it's nice to
what's one of the better skills you think?
I'm sorry?
What's one of the better skills you think that you can portray?
Well, there's kind of two ways to approach kind of femdom movies. There's some movies where you mainly need someone who kind of has the right attitude and the right look, and there's some, you know, like whipping or medical play and things where you really need somebody who knows what they're doing.
Yes, I think you're right about that.
You know, those two, you know, kind of spanking and more role play and that kind of, you know, there's some things that, you know, somebody can pick up pretty easily, and there's some things that really require a lot of study and, you know, you really shouldn't be doing, you know, on DVDs unless you do know what you're doing, which is, you know, it's kind of one of my...
You put that thought into that.
Well, it's... One of my complaints is that sometimes people just hire porn stars to be DOMs, and for some material, that works out okay. If kind of if they have the attitude, right. You know, and if they're kind of, you know, getting up to speed on fetish. But sometimes you just have people who totally, like, there was, you know, like they're trying to cane someone, they're just totally hitting them in the wrong spot. You know, it's like, and you can really hurt somebody. So it's not a good, you know.
And it doesn't come off as realistic to other people who are into the BDSM lifestyle. They know and see that.
Yes, exactly. You know, so.
Good call for you.
So, you know, we really, for our heavier movies, we really look for people who have it, you know. And so both Goddess Soma and Simone Cross have been really cool to work with.
Yeah, they're top of the line, no doubt.
Yeah, they're really great.
What's your favorite scene?
Oh God, that's so hard to say. I've done or stuff I've directed or.
I guess performed in. What's the stuff that you enjoy performing the most?
You know, I really like to hit people.
All right.
But I have kind of more of a lighthearted attitude, so I sort of probably the thing I have the most fun with is we have a series called The Housewives Revenge, where like it's kind of a retro lighthearted kind of vibe to it, where it's like me and one other woman are suburban housewives and our neighbors have been really like nasty to us in some ways, like, you know, they stole our nanny or, you know, they're,
you know,
like they've been flirting with our husbands or whatever, so we invite them over for coffee and then we strip them down and like spank them and paddle them and make them really 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 be sorry and really aware of their ways. So it's like it's hard spanking and paddling, but it's kind of funny. Which is kind of something I think I'm good at. So that's probably my favorite. Cause, you know,
seems like you're good at a little role play there too, little fantasy.
Yes, I love to role play, and I really am a sadist. I like to hit people. So
all right.
So I like to, you know, do that. I love whips. I love all that kind of stuff.
You just produced your most expensive film to date. Tell us a little bit about that.
We did. It's called Strap On Idol. It's another funny one. And it's basically,
I see that.
It's going to be out this summer. We're still editing it, but basically it's a parody of a TV show we won't mention so we don't get sued. but basically it's guys who are really, really want to be our next fetish strap-on star. Strap-on is one of our best selling categories, and we have three judges who, you know, kind of test them and, you know, see how good they are with strap-on. And we found and amazingly enough, the judges look a little bit like the judges of that other show, the original judges. We have, like, one kind of, you know, pleasant African-American one, and one it's like kind of ditzy one, and one kind of cold, mean one.
To watch it to see who wins.
You do. And the guy who wins is pretty darn amazing. The way that this came about is we were saying that, you know, we really shoot a lot of strap-on. We need to find some new guys. We can't keep using the same guys over and over again. So I went, well, we should have auditions. It was like, wait, this could be good. We could make this into a movie. But we actually found a guy through, like, Fat Life who was just awesome. I mean, he's like a great, great sub, and he just has a great attitude and really is like a heavy bottom sub who's pretty amazing. So
I guess you can't tell me whether or not he won, so
yes. So he was pretty rocking. But yeah, we found a couple of good guys and I think it's gonna be a really fun movie.
Wow.
So look for that coming soon. We're gonna promo it all over the place, so.
Well, speaking of promo, please tell us where we can find all of your videos.
Okay. The best thing to do is go to www.severesocietyfilms.com, which is our main site, and that has links to everything else. You can just go to, you know, it has links to our clips for sales stores. You know, if you want to go to videos for sale and order DVDs, you've got a link to that. It's got a link to our mobile site, which again is m.severesocietyfilms.com. And links to Hot Movies and AEBN and GameLink if you want to, download through them, because all of our stuff pretty much is on there also. So that's the best thing to do is go to www.severesocietyfilms.com. And also we're starting like a bi-monthly or monthly newsletter about some of our stuff, which will have free offers and things. So if you go there, sign up for the newsletter. There's a little spot where you can do that. And then when we get it together to do the newsletter, we will send it to you.
And all right.
Things like, you know, links to, like, you know, free outtakes videos and stuff like that. So it'll be kind of a cool thing.
Do you have a favorite movie?
A favorite, like, regular movie or?
Oh, no, that you've produced.
That we've produced. Probably, I know, I have a feeling that once it's done, Strap on Idol will be my favorite one. Probably the one right now that I had the most fun working on was the first thing that we got nominated for, which is called Severe Society, or Sorority Hazing Horror. And it was actually
wow,
a
pretty dark,
grimy movie. It was basically about these sorority girls are in what they think is an abandoned house, like hazing their little pledge and being really abusive to her, and then they find out the house isn't abandoned, these two psychos live there, and then there's all kinds of anguish. So it was like a very dark and grimy little movie, and I kind of, you know, I directed it, and I kind of play like one of the crazy, like this crazy cat lady kind of woman who's kind of one of the psychos. So
wow, I have one question. Who
yes.
comes up with your ideas for your themes, your movie? Because they're really cool. I like them.
Well, thank you. We basically, both my husband and I, take turns directing. So, you know, some his projects, he kind of comes up with the ideas. My projects, I come up with them. You know, sometimes, you know, some of our stuff is kind of higher budget, and some of our stuff is more like sessions. Right. And, you know, with the session ones, you know, sometimes the Dom kind of directs it or co-directs
right.
with us, you know. And, you know, we've had outside directors coming in who had an idea, like Sir Nick, who's a really, really great Dom out here, who's also probably like the best whipper ever. You know, he's directed for us.
Cool.
And as well as appearing in some of our movies. So, and we hope to have
so
other.
So, no one person comes up with all your ideas. You just kind of
correct.
Collective act.
Like,
collective.
Different people come up with different stuff. And,
That's cool. I have one final question for you.
Sure.
On your site, you mentioned that you have a studio there, and that do you offer your studio up for other people to rent so that they can shoot their own films? Or
we don't have a studio yet. We're hoping to. We're going to be moving probably within the next 6 months. So we are looking for rental, like a bigger space, like a loft space where we can both live and shoot, because one of the things we're hoping to do is to have, in addition to the mobile site, is to have a regular membership site by the end of the year, and that really requires us to be shooting more than we're shooting now. So, you know, the finding the location thing is kind of a pain in the butt sometimes. You know, it's just like another component to shooting. So probably, you know, by the end of the year, yes, we will have, you know, studio space to rent out.
That interests me because I'm a photographer and I'm always looking for a place to shoot.
It yes. interests me as well.
We're really hoping to do that, but we're gonna start looking this summer.
That's cool. Well, Mistress Severe, thank you for talking to us. You're awesome.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure doing this. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you so much. I'm gonna follow you, and I'd love to see where this all goes. And I can't wait to see when you get your bigger place and everything. So. We'll definitely be hopefully talking to you again.
Great. Well, awesome. It's been a pleasure being on.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you some other time.
Thank you. That's great.
Have a good one.
Thanks to Mr. Severe for that interview.
Yes, thank you.
She did a great job.
Yes, she did.
She's kind of a professional, I guess.
Yes, she is a professional, being in front of the camera or doing interviews or whatever.
Right. She's clearly very used to doing that, no doubt.
Yes. And she looks good on our end of our video here.
She's hot,
she
by
is,
the way.
She is. Pretty girl.
Just in case you wanted to know, that's not like lighting and special effects there. If you see some pictures of her. Because we did a Skype interview, and so we saw what she looked like, and she's hot.
She looked good.
Just for the record.
Damn good.
Just so you know. That's for real.
And I guess she's used to doing these interviews. I guess she's on a couple different talk shows. Excuse me. And she has like her own videos that she does, obviously.
Right. Right. So she's used to being in the spotlight.
Yes, she is.
Yeah. It was interesting to me to talk to someone who's producing, you know, BDSM videos and stuff, and get a little bit of industry insider information.
And that's good. What did you say? Baseball trader?
Yeah, inside baseball.
industry.
You know, you've never heard that phrase before?
I have.
Inside baseball?
Yes, I've heard that before.
Just means you're getting behind the scenes. You're getting the good stuff. That's what I like.
She definitely would be a person to get behind her scenes.
There you go. So anyway, thanks again to Mr. Sevier.
Thank you.
If you're interested in visiting her website, and I would highly suggest that you do, please go to SevierSocietyFilms.com. Up next, the return of Storytime with Princess Zoe. And now, back by popular demand, it's Storytime with Princess Zoe.
This is a story that I think I should tell because we had mentioned it a couple of times, or in passing. You may have heard us say something about little pterodactyl arms. So we have to tell the story behind this because some of you may be wondering, what the hell does that mean?
Yep.
So here we go. This happened when we were at Kinky Carnival a couple weekends ago. We're in our hotel room, and it was after some hours of being up and doing our job, doing what we needed to do. I guess people were a little bit tired. And I had given some money to one of my guys that was with me, and I said, could you go over to Denny's and get us something to eat? So I handed him like $50, sorry. I handed him like $50. And then Dirk was laying across the bed here, Dirk Hooper, and I said, here, Dirk, have a dollar. And so I laid a dollar on his chest. And all of a sudden, we're just here, little pterodactyl arms. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Well, first off, I have to say that this was on Saturday night. We'd already been through 2 days of broadcasting and moving equipment and, you know, dealing with whatever at Kinky Carnival. I mean, I was starting to get tired. And I was in a particular state of mind where, number one, I was tired.
Half asleep.
Number two, I was hungry, which is not good. So, I mean, if I'm full and tired, that's okay. Or if I'm, you know, if I've had a good night of sleep, but I'm hungry, that's okay. But if I'm both hungry and tired, then I get loopy. So this was late on Saturday night. And, you know, you were setting up the food. You know, you were sending someone to go get some food so that I didn't die. And
yes.
Then you had this, you had, I guess, an extra dollar bill. Now,
and that's a story in and of itself.
It is.
How I came up with this money.
Right. I mean, this was like cash money, which no one carries around anymore.
Because I found it.
Everyone uses, yeah. I mean, I think we did actually mention something about you finding some money at Kinky Carnival and trying to get it back to the to the owners. Well, anyway, you had an extra dollar in this thing, and you said, oh, Dirk, here's a dollar. And in my mind, I'm thinking, what the fuck am I going to do with a dollar? A dollar is completely and totally useless.
Yes, apparently he was thinking this, and we had no idea he was thinking this, because out of the blue, we hear little pterodactyl arms.
Well, I said, what I said was, you know, basically,
what am I going to do with
the only thing? No, the only thing that you can buy for a dollar now is little pterodactyl arms.
Not even enough for a whole arm.
Right, it's just little pterodactyl arms.
Which are useless.
And my thought was, well, again, I was pretty loopy. Pterodactyls actually don't have arms. They have wings and they have legs, right? But I wasn't thinking of pterodactyls. What I was thinking of is a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
And those little bitty arms.
Right. They've got a big mouth and they're huge. And then they got those little bitty arms that are coming out of their chest. Those little bitty arms. And I'm thinking, in my mind, all of this is going through my mind at the same time. Like, what is the most useless thing that I can think of? And what I was thinking is Tyrannosaurus Rex arms, because they're little bitty. They can't even feed themselves with their own dumb arms. They're useless.
They are useless.
They're worth about a buck.
So I guess
that's all I'm saying.
So I guess you were thinking, what's a dollar going to get me? I can't even buy a whole arm.
And Tyrannosaurus Rex arms came out as pterodactyl arms because I was loopy.
So that was what we were talking about the whole time. We were like joking around with these little pterodactyl arms.
So now everyone talks about little pterodactyl. I heard that the next day, apparently you had made your rounds because everyone that I talked to the next day wanted to talk about, and they made the, when I say little pterodactyl arms, I made the little motion like I put my arms on my chest and pretended like they were little pterodactyl arms. And so everyone else did that too, to me, all during Sunday.
So it was funny.
It was funny.
So that was a funny story there, Dirk.
There you go. Thank you.
Thanks for telling it for me.
No problem.
I appreciate that. You're a good storyteller. Little pterodactyl arms.
Right. So if you hear us talk about that now, you're going to know the story.
Yes, that is the story. We're sticking to it.
Now, in addition to that, you've got another story from your own little dominatrix files, right?
Well, I was just going to share with you just a little bit about this particular client that I have that has been a client for a while, and some of the fun that we have together in his sessions. But what I'd like to tell about this is that I also do, other than just BDSM practitioner, I also do fantasy role play, and it's actually one of my favorite things to do as well. With this particular client, that is one of the big things we do, is fantasy role play. And his big thing is he likes to be a younger boy, and I am his not necessarily nanny, but his babysitter, a little bit older babysitter. And he likes to get caught watching me change clothes. So I don't know if some of you may know, may or may not know, I have actually a peephole into my dressing room that I have installed. So he will watch me change clothes, and I catch him. And then when I catch him, I admonish him, and I take him to the other room and smack his peepee around, you know, and say, "How dare you watching me," or whatever. And the fun part about this is I get to dress as like, not in my dominatrix gear, but I get to dress as like sexy, I don't know, like I'm going to the office kind of a thing. He likes to watch me change nylons or whatever. But it's one of my favorite things to do.
You get naked?
Yes.
Is that what we're talking about here?
I do get naked.
You get naked in front of this guy?
I do, yeah.
Wow.
Well, he watches me change clothes. So actually, when he comes, I'm dressed, watch, you know.
Right.
Right. So whenever I go into my dressing room, I actually have to get undressed to get redressed.
Sure.
To get undressed.
Right.
But anyway, it's a lot of fun. So I enjoy this particular scenario because every time he builds a little bit more and more onto it, he likes to be told certain things. He has a little, it's not necessarily scripted, but he has little things that he likes for me to say, and which I don't mind at all because it's totally cool. You know, he's like, I tell him, "How dare you watching me? What do you think? You know, what do you think that is? Is you think that you're supposed to treat a woman that way? And I'll teach you," and smack his dick. And
he likes getting in trouble.
He likes getting in trouble, yeah.
Yeah.
He does. Not necessarily spanked on the ass too much, but definitely likes his dick spanked. So
interesting.
So anyway, a little bit more than just BDSM. I do a little fantasy there.
A little fantasy role play, yeah. There. That's good stuff.
Yeah. I like to wear costumes and
yeah.
Yeah, so anyway. Anyway.
All right. Very good.
There you have it.
So that is Story Time with Princess Zoe, and They All Lived Happily Ever After.
Okay.
This is Dominatrix Nancy Ava Miller, the author of Pervert Notes from the Sexual Underground, and you are listening to The Fetish Show.
It was nice to see the return of Story Time with Princess Zoe.
It'll get better and better, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think a lot of people want to hear what you do and kind of some of your experiences because they are wacky. And speaking of your experiences, you were recently in the latest issue of the Domination Directory International, and apparently you're getting some phone calls.
Yes, I have a phone number listed in all my advertisements, so if anyone wants to call and schedule appointment or call me, I can give you my number, which is 405-506-2486.
All right, give it to us again.
405-506-2486. That is my number.
That's the direct line to the dungeon. There may be some spanking going on.
To Zoe's Palace.
There may be some screams or some some moans of pleasure in the background if you're calling that number.
He's making that shit up. He's hopeful thinking there. There could be, but...
Or there could be something else.
It could be.
Could be something else. I don't know.
Have to call and find out.
You know, one of the things that we mentioned earlier was Mia Moore's article.
Mm-hmm.
That she did with me, and also we just interviewed Mistress Severe. I would like to give their Twitter addresses, because that's where I found both of these individuals, and Twitter continues to pay off. For those of you who just think that people talk about what kind of sandwich they had for lunch on Twitter, I'm telling you right now, it is not that. I get a lot of information and a lot of contacts through Twitter, so what I want to do is make sure that you can get on there and maybe hook up with these two ladies and with me as well. So if you're interested in keeping up with Mia Moore, and you should be, because she puts out a bunch of really hot photos of chicks during the day. I'm not even going to try to pronounce this. It's French, but it's at LeFilesDeJoie. I will put this on the website. Wow. If you can't follow along with that. Also, Mistress Severe is at Severe Society. And finally, I'm at Dirk Hooper, DirkHooper. And I'd like to also announce that I have a paper that comes out every day. It comes out at about 8 o'clock in the morning Central Time. It comes out automatically. And basically what it does is it compiles information that I have tweeted out. And I tweet out a lot of information, a lot of news, and articles and photos and videos and stuff. Anyway, it compiles that information plus information on particular people that I pick out on my Twitter list.
Mm-hmm.
And puts that into a newspaper format every morning about 8 o'clock. I could tell you how to get to that directly, but it's better to just sign up on my Twitter account at Dirk Hooper, and you'll be able to, because what it does is it tweets out that the daily edition is out, and it's called Dirk Hooper's Fetish Chronicle.
Yes, and it's very cool.
And it is cool. And actually, it's all done automatically. It's not like I'm editing this thing. What it does is it just grabs, you know, information that I put out, and then if I don't cover a certain area, like, I don't know, sports or education, then it goes and grabs stuff from other people. It grabs photos and stuff. Some of the photos are very sexy.
Very cool.
It grabs some videos. And then, you know, it gives preference to my stuff. So there's a lot of fetish stuff on there, femdom, BDSM, and some art.
Wow.
The best way, just get on my Twitter account. So that's going to wrap up another episode of The Fetish Show. I'd like to encourage everyone to drop by our website, thefetishshow.com. We're going to have all the information that we talked about on this episode, plus links, photos, videos, all that good stuff. Maybe even one of those Lady Gaga pictures.
Phone numbers.
If you're into that, phone numbers, like Princess Zoe's phone numbers, or maybe our toll-free hotline, which is 1-888-506-0221. Make sure that I said that right. I did. Look at that. Wow, that's awesome. Also, I'd like to one more time encourage you to go to theprincesszoe.com to learn more about Princess Zoe, or you can go to Dirk Hooper. That's www.dirkhooper.com. I've got a couple of big announcements that are coming up. Probably make those announcements on the next episode, so stay tuned for that. Zoe, do you have anything to add?
No, I do not.
All right.
You said it all.
Awesome. Well, to all of you out there, thank you so much for listening to The Fetish Show. For Princess Zoe, this is Dirk Hooper saying, dream hard.
Thanks for listening to The Fetish Show. We're always looking for interviews with models, artists, and BDSM lifestyle leaders, as well as information about events and products. For more information, check out thefetishshow.com. Contact Dirk Cooper directly by emailing Dirk@thefetishshow.com.